She talked kindly to us and gave us fruit and cakes that the prince himself had given to her. It was very wonderful. Cinderella asked them the name of the princess, but of course they could not tell her. The king's son does not know it either, they said. He would give all the world to know who she is. At these words, Cinderella smiled and asked, Was she really so very beautiful? How lucky you have been! I wish that I could see her. Please, dear Charlotte, do lend me your yellow dress that you wear every day. Then I can go to the ball tomorrow and see the unknown princess.
No, indeed, answered Charlotte. Lend my clothes to a cinder girl like you. I should not think of doing such a thing.
The next night, after the sisters had gone to the ball, the fairy godmother sent Cinderella too, dressed even more beautifully than before. Again, the king's son was always at her side, and this pleased her so much that she quite forgot about the time. When the clock began to strike 12, she thought it could not be later than 11. Then Cinderella ran quickly from the ballroom.